and all the time.
Good.
Amen. Hey, it's a joy this morning to have Lynn Mokwa here with us.
Mokwa.
I've been saying it wrong for many years. Oh, no. How embarrassing. Even more embarrassing is where I was trained in pastoral ministry up in Rochester, New York, there's a retired pastor named Lynn Bates. And as I was like trying to type his name multiple times the last couple of weeks, I couldn't think of his last name because all I could think is Lynn Bates, who kind of looks like him, and it's kind of about the same generation. You Gen Xers are all kind of look the same to me. So
Gen X.
Yeah. So let me just pray for Lynn as we go. Lord Jesus, thanks for Lynn. Thank you for your many years of faithful service through him, God. And I just pray as he brings the word this morning, Lord, that you would be in our hearts. Lord, we ask you that the words of his mouth and the meditations of our hearts together would be pleasing to you, Lord, and bring you glory. And so, Lord, just teach us, Lord, that our hearts and our ears be open to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Tupper. And it's great to be in the house of the Lord this morning. How many here this morning have ever hit a deer with your car? I say that because it's getting to be that time of year again, and you have to watch real closely. And I know being a hunter, especially when the rut comes in, the bucks start chasing the doe, and pretty soon there's all kinds of accidents. In fact, it was just a year ago or so, I had a buck run right in the side of my truck. And you definitely have to be alert, don't you? Especially this time of year. But this message this morning that I have is about being careful. And we need to be careful. In fact, Ephesians 5:15 tells us that to be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Now, there's many things that we can do when we're on the road to prevent us from accidents, right? And one of the first things is that we never, ever should be texting while we're driving. Especially if a cop catches you now, you're going to get fined, correct? So the other thing is to pay attention, keep your eyes on the road. Don't be gawking off the side, which my wife tells me all the time. Quit looking out the side window. Keep your eyes on the road. So, but we have to keep our eyes on the road, and we have to keep them in between the lines too, right? Because if we start going over to the center line, luckily there's rumble strips that'll tell us that we're going over the center line. But this is the same way, actually, if we look at it in this perspective, that the Word of God keeps us in line. It keeps us from going off the road, getting on the wrong road, or going into a ditch, or hitting a tree, or a deer, or whatever. So we have to be careful of how we live. And it makes sense to have a plan to make sure that we don't make a wreck out of our lives. And that's the whole point of this morning's message, is to keep moving in the right direction. Not drifting too far to the right, not drifting too far to the left, but staying in the center of God's will. Not falling off into the wilderness or falling off into some place there where we shouldn't be. So this morning's message really is entitled Listening to the Right Voice. The voice of God. Listening to when God tells us what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing. And when we listen to the right voice, it'll keep us from drifting too far to the left or too far to the right. In fact, it's all about giving our Lord the permission to keep our lives in check, to keep our lives on track, to keep us in lines with his word, and also gives him permission to speak into our lives. Because if we'll let him speak into our lives, it'll determine the outcome of our lives. Can I have an amen? So we have to be very careful then how we choose to live and what we allow to be a part of our lives and all that. How many men here have ever been lost?
Never.
You're not supposed to raise your hand. If anybody asks if you've ever been lost, you say, no, I just got turned around. Sometimes we head in the wrong direction. And sometimes we have to remember this, that this is why we need God and this is why we need God's word. If you have your Bibles and you'd like to turn with me this morning, I'm being looking at the important lesson that we can learn from God's word about this. And it's found in Numbers 13. Numbers 13 really highlights the importance of listening to the right voices. In Numbers, it's the children of Israel had come out of Egypt. They were about to go into the promised land. And just before they went in, Moses decided to send 12 spies into the land to explore it. And so he's expecting that they would come back and say, this place is just made for us. It's a perfect place and it's awesome. And notice what the Bible says at verse 25. It says, at the end of the 40 days, they returned from exploring the land. And they came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community and at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. And there they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. And they gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev, and the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea along the Jordan. In other words, these 12 spies are exploring the land that God had promised to give them, but they're focused on opposition rather than receiving the gift that God has for them. So in this passage, there's something that happens to all of us all the time. It's because whenever there is a promise from God that he's going to deliver us from this or from that, there's always going to be another voice. Another voice that's going to try to discourage you. Another voice that's going to try to tell you, to defeat you or destroy you. And so this verse 30 says, because you'll notice they are both right here. Caleb silenced the people before Moses and he said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we certainly can do it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land that they had explored. They said, the land we explored devours those living in it. And all the people we saw, they're of great size. And we saw the Nephilim. They were the descendants of Anak, come from the Nephilim. And we seemed like grasshoppers in their own eyes. And we looked the same to them. Now, I want to pause right here for a moment. Consider what just happened. You got a report of the 10 spies. And the report of the 2 spies. But if you notice, there was never a conversation or a confrontation between the giants and the spies. This wasn't what they heard. It's what they thought. And here they are standing at the edge of the promised land, just like we are today, poised to enter into all the blessings that God has for us. And he wanted to give to them. And like us, to keep them from missing out on his blessings. There were these 10 spies who said, no, we can't do it. We can't enter that land. And then there was just 2 that said, we should go up and take possession of the land. For we certainly can do it. 2 voices. One right and one wrong. People saying, don't go. And the other one saying, go. Now, if we go on to chapter 14, it says that night all the people of the community raised their voices and they wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, if only we had died in Egypt or on this desert. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and our children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it have been better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, we should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Israel made an important decision here. It was based on the report of the spies. And even though they never saw the promised land for themselves, they relied on the spies, not only to give them a picture of the promise of God, but also to give them a prediction of the outcome. And so they made an important decision, not because of what they saw, but because of what they heard. So verse 32 says, they spread among the Israelites a bad report. And it was this report that caused the Israelites to rebel against Moses. And it kept them from going into the land that God had given them. Moses and Aaron were shocked by the response. The Bible says they fell face down in front of the whole assembly. And Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, they were among them, and those who had explored the land tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, the land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and he will give it to us. A land that the Lord had promised to give us. Only do not rebel against the Lord. And do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. But then verse 10 says, the whole assembly talked about stoning them. There's a great lesson here for us, isn't there? Sometimes we listen to the wrong voice. And when we do, we'll end up in the wrong place. The children of Israel had the opportunity to go into the promised land, but they listened to the wrong voice. It took them a 40-year-long detour after that, wandering in the desert, because it's entirely possible to miss God's promises and end up in the wrong place because of your giants, because of the voices that you've allowed to speak into your life, negative voices, And on the other hand, the good news is this, but if we listen to the right voice, we can end up in the right place, because God wants to bless you and cause you to prosper. He wants only the best for you. He wants you to follow him all the days of your life. But we need the right voices in our lives, don't we? Because there's so many things in this life that we are living can determine the course of our life. Much as the people that surround our lives right now. In Proverbs, it says, "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." And otherwise, other words, you're going to drift towards becoming like those that you hang out with. And so if you hang with fools, guess what? They're going to rub off on you. I remember when I first got saved, it was a rough road at first because I was classified as a party animal. I won't go any further. But anyhow, all my friends would come over and they'd want me to hit the bars with them. But I turned my life over to Jesus. So when they'd come knocking on the door, I'd say, "I ain't going." I'd turn my life over to Jesus. And they'd look at me and they'd shake their head and they'd walk away. But I had to make a decision. I had to make a decision between going with my friends or sticking with Jesus. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm so glad I stuck with Jesus. See, reality is those relationships that come into our lives, those voices that we allow in our lives that are going to make a difference, and inevitably we're going to drift in the direction that we become like those people who we spend time with. And so if you're hanging on around with the wrong people, they're going to discourage you. But if you stick with Jesus, you've got the whole world, and he's got the whole world in his hands. Romans 12:2, I love this verse. It says, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. And so if these voices are speaking into your life, you need to be committed to following Jesus. I encourage you, don't wait. We're not promised tomorrow. I think of another story that before we moved out here over 25 years ago from Western Pennsylvania, it was on a Sunday night. I remember we had a Sunday evening service, and there was this man. He stood up and he said, "Pastor," he said, "can we sing Blessed Assurance?" And pastor says, "Of course." So we got our hymnals out and we sang Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. The next day, he was on his tractor trying to pull out a stump, and the tractor flipped over and killed him. And I've never forgotten that, because you don't know what another day will bring. And you don't know if you need to be right now and be right with God. So if these voices keep speaking into your life, it's important that you choose life. And didn't Jesus say he is the way, the truth, and the life? That doesn't mean that you should move up on a mountain and become a hermit, though. Because Jesus said that you are the light of the world. And the city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp or put it under a bowl, but instead they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In other words, we're in a world, in this world, but we don't belong to the world because Jesus has called us out of the world. The danger is if we listen to the wrong voice or voices, we can become so much like the world that we don't have anything to offer the world. And what I'm trying to say is that you can't be a light when you're living in darkness. You can't be an influence and then be influenced. And so God wants us to be involved in people's lives, but we just need to be careful not to allow the wrong voices to speak into our lives. That'll ruin and witness our witness and cause us to harm the name of Jesus. So I don't know, you want to get yourself in a place where you may have Caleb telling you that you can and you should, but then you've got the 10 other spies that are telling you you can't. You're not good enough. You can't make it. You're not going to do it. And so you're wrestling between these two. And you could easily be swayed in the wrong direction. The one voice is telling you that you've wasted too much time and it's too late. Or the roof will cave in. I've heard many times a guy hadn't been in church for many years and he'd say, oh, the roof's going to cave in. No. We can turn our lives over to Jesus at any moment, any time. And he's always willing to receive us. You hear of all the reasons that people give, like they can't follow Jesus right now. But there's no better time. And I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning because we've all have been there. We've all had this tug of war of the enemy trying to pull us one way and Jesus trying to pull us another way. But we don't want to make a train wreck out of our lives. And so we've got to learn what the Israelites learned. Not to wander, not to give up hope, but to trust in the Lord with all of our strength and all of our might. Because if we'll cower down to the enemy and go the way of the world, we'll start wrestling. We'll start wrestling with Jesus. We'll start wrestling and we'll be wandering in the desert for 40 years or more. And the good news is that if we listen, if we let Jesus speak into our lives, we'll be in a lot better place. The Apostle Paul, he had to fight against opposing voices that were threatening to undermine his teachings of grace. He planted a church in Corinth, and in that church, he would write the church about the grace of God. And then the false teachers would come in and try to twist his words around and then attempt to deceive him. So Paul wrote this in one of his letters. He says, I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to God. He's referring to those two voices. And if you remember way back in Genesis when Eve was deceived by the serpent, God said, you're free to eat from any tree in a garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. But Eve allowed that other voice. Something was beneath her. to speak into her life and her destiny. But the Bible tells us that the serpent was more crafty. And he said to her, did God really say that? You must not eat from the tree in the garden. He was crafty. And there was two voices in that garden, though. There was God's voice, and there was Satan's. Satan introduced a doubt into Eve's mind, a possibility or potential of faith, causing Eve to focus on the one thing that God told her not to do. And Paul says, I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray, causing doubt to trust in God, introducing the idea that we need something else in our lives other than Jesus or God. And I think that Eve tried to justify herself, as well as Adam did. She made me do it. This can happen to any one of us. This is why it's so important that we not be led astray from listening to the right voice. Have pure devotion to Jesus, listening to his voice and ignoring the wrong voice. The right voice will encourage us. The wrong voice will discourage us. And if you hold on to that word from God, he can lift you above the wind and the waves of any storm. And I'm here to testify to that. If you need help, you turn to God's word, and he's always there to speak to us and to help us and to encourage us and to lift us up above the storm, above the waves, above the flood. For the Bible says, a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. Leaning on him, leaning on the word of God and listening to his word of encouragement, focusing on the goodness of God. And you'll remember the victories and the battles that he fought for you and brought you through. How many can testify that he's brought me through battles? He's brought me through the storm. God was with me in that dark moment. But he brought me through. Hallelujah. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the muck and the mire. And he set my feet on a rock, and he gave me a firm place to stand. Hallelujah. In Psalms 43:40, verse 3, it says, he had given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to God. You see, it's the right voice. It's the voice of God saying, he lifted me up. May that be your word today. Because there can be another voice that's still whispering in your ear. And remember, you're not alone. He told us he would never leave us nor forsake us. And remember, he's the bread of life. He's more than enough. He'll set my feet upon a rock. He'll establish my steps. For he has put a new song in my mouth. I wonder how many of you today know that. Know that the voice of God is deeper than anything that you'd ever imagine or think. I mean, you can really get to know God's voice. He'll speak to you in that still, quiet voice. He'll come to you in those right times and tell you what you should do. It's the Holy Spirit speaking to us, and we need to listen to His voice. In Psalms it says, "But each day the Lord pours His unfailing love upon us, and through each night I sing His songs, praising God who gives me life." Caleb said, "You should and you can." And those other spies saying, "You shouldn't because you can't." The Bible tells us in Ephesians, make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. And we don't have to look very far to know that, do we? Be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and with hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we listen to the right voice, not the unwise, but the wise voice, making the most of every opportunity, worshiping the Lord. And worship is more than just a song, isn't it? Worship is worshiping Him every day. From the time you get up in the morning till you lay your head on a pillow at night, you worship Him. So let's make music in our hearts. It's much more than leaning and listening and turning out the wrong voice, but tuning into the right voice. Be strong and courageous, Joshua once said. Do not be frightened or be dismayed, for our Lord God is with you. Taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for this message of encouragement this morning. Because many times, Father, we want to end up following the wrong voice. And it's so easy to do that, Lord. But Lord, if we keep our focus and keep our eyes on You, Lord, You'll not lead us astray. You'll keep us going in the right direction, on the right path, the path that leads to righteousness. And Father, You've told us in Your word that we have to be careful to stick to that right path. Because Father, if we get off that path, we're going to end up in the wilderness and wandering forever, lost. And so Lord, I pray a blessing to everyone here this morning. And I pray, Father, that as they've heard Your word, they would look to You. They would place their trust and their faith in the Most High God and their Savior, Jesus Christ. And they would come to know Him personally. Father, I pray this for everyone here. And I pray, Father, that we'll in the name of Jesus wherever we go, and always proclaiming His name. For it's in precious name of Jesus we prayed, and all of God's people said, Amen.
Would you stand with us, please?
He would welcome me. I would. was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me.